This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, we're back. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We've got the fall issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly out. We're delivering that. We'll be delivering it throughout the next week, but it is available locally at Clyde Sports Shop and a couple other small places, but it is also available to view online as well, and that's MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. You just go there and click on the magazine, and it loads up on your screen, and you can read it just like you read a regular magazine on your computer screen. So we invite you to do that. Still out putting out the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine as well. That's also available online at mdlovescrabs.com. So we invite you to take a look at that. Now there it is, right up there online. Look at that. There's a two beautiful sika deer on the front cover, and a young man with a nice big old 7-point buck, and there's Jubal, the golden lab or yellow lab with a limited geese, and how about that? That's pretty cool. And then you click that button right there, and it turns the page and opens the front cover. It's pretty nice. But anyway, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, all spelled out, MarylandHuntingQuarterly, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, available online and in your local store, and even more so as we get it distributed out this week. So we hope you enjoy it. Oh my, what I do now? Let's see. Okay. Here we are on the Outdoors and Radio Show, and I'm looking at the computer screen, and I've got dead air floating around out there because I'm concentrating on the screen. What's wrong with that picture? Well, here's the question. We've been talking for months about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. We've been talking about the citation program. We've been talking about Diamond Jim. We've been talking about all these incentives and all this money that's out there. Diamond Jim's worth $25,000. Here in August, if he's caught by the end of the month, there's a $10,000 additional bonus, which consists of six tackle stores putting in an additional $1,000 gift card, and then a $4,000 diamond set of diamond earrings. The question is, does it come to your mind when you're fishing? Does it come to your mind? If you're out there fishing and you're fishing for rockfish, do you think, boy, I wonder if one of these is going to be Diamond Jim? Or are you just out there having a good time? That's my question. Does the idea of catching a citation fish enter into your thinking? I'm just asking. 410-922-6680. That's what I want to know. That's what I'd really like to know. And we'll talk to Vince in Chestertown. Good morning, Vince. How you doing?
How you doing, Alan?
I'm good, buddy. What's up?
Well, 2 weeks ago, I talked to you. I was going up the Rocky Gap, which I'm going to do.
Right.
And you recommended a book for me about catch and release streams up and through there.
Yep.
Got the book.
Okay. Did it help?
Good book.
Okay.
Now, I went one step farther. There's another book that tells you what streams and ponds are stocked, but it gives you detailed information about each stream and pond.
Uh-huh.
How it runs along the road, where you can park, the conditions for fishing.
Right.
So what's good about that one, not only can you go to the catch and release streams, But now you've got the other book, and when DNR puts out their stocking calendar, you can put them both together.
Ah.
And you know something about the pond or the stream and the date that they're being stocked before you even get there.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So that was an excellent recommendation, and consequently, because of one book, led into the other.
Well, very good. Now you've not only learned more about fishing, but you've improved your mind as well.
I don't know if we'll go that far, but yes, I did increase my knowledge of fishing. Let's not stretch it.
Well, you know, what do you got to do?
The crowd is still not too hot up here.
I'm hearing that. I'm hearing that. But fishing's good.
Yeah, the fishing's good.
Yeah, good.
I was on hold, and I think I heard you say something about you're wondering if the citation comes into your mind.
Right.
You're fishing.
Right.
Yes. I think about that.
Okay, good.
And, you know, I had a perch, and we were fishing Eastern Bay, and I thought it was going to be big enough. But it wasn't. It was only 11 and a half. It wasn't 13.
Yep.
But, yeah, that does cross my mind because that's a heck of a contest.
It is a great contest. Yep. So.
Yeah, so I think it, but, the, you know, the one thing is it would be nice if they had a little cheat sheet out. I don't know whether they do or not on one of their pages or not. But if they had some of the local species and they had a cheat sheet and it tells you the maximum, you could carry that with you, and you would know.
Well, I believe that's in your book. I believe that's in your rule book, the one with Lefty Cray on the front.
I've got that one, but I don't remember the cheat sheet.
I think it's in there. Well, you can always go to the website too and print it out. It's dnr.maryland.gov, and then you can click on fishing, and you go right to the fishing challenge page, and there's a sheet there. I'm sure you can download and print.
Yeah, because you can laminate it. Only costs pennies to do that.
Exactly right.
Have it.
Yep, exactly right.
That would work.
Beautiful.
All right. Well,
all right,
I want to tell you, and thank you for the recommendation. I'll let you know how I make out.
Super, Vince. Thank you, buddy. Take care. Stay in touch. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Talk to Betty in Lutherville. Thanks for calling, Betty. What's up?
Hi. You know, I'm having a little problem out here, a big problem.
What kind of problem?
I have all kind of animals.
Oh, that's horrible.
Now, they're putting in up on the hill 200 houses.
Yep.
And I have raccoons, foxes, opossums, everything you can think of.
I have no doubt.
And they come in my yard at night.
Oh, my.
Daytime, whatever.
Yeah.
Now, when they get to my place, they stop.
Do they?
Yep.
Why is that?
Well,
You serve them lunch or what?
Yes, I do.
Really? You got a garden?
No.
Oh.
I couldn't put in a garden.
No, you probably not with all those critters running around.
No. Now, the deer come in and eat. They bring their babies.
Right.
They eat grass because we don't put fertilizer back there.
Right.
And the raccoons come in at night.
Actually, Betty, you know deer don't eat grass?
Well, whatever they're eating, clover leaves or whatever.
You got it. Exactly right.
Yeah. And when my lawn sort of curves around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right on a hill. I'm right behind a bunch of huge trees.
Okay.
When they get to that area, they think that's the end.
Well, yeah. They've created a perfect habitat there for you. They've destroyed the woods to put the houses in.
Well,
they've driven the animals out of that area with all the construction and all the scorched earth, and they've come to you because you've got the closest habitat.
Well, I tell you, it looks like I have a zoo back in the back.
Oh, that's cool.
I have rabbits and groundhogs, possums, and the only thing I don't have is a skunk yet.
Oh, just wait.
Well, I guess I'll get one in here eventually.
Eventually, you probably will, yep. Oh,
now,
what do I do
with these animals? Just leave them there? I feed them. I don't want them coming up the steps or crawling through windows or whatever, you know?
So you feed them to keep them away, and all you're doing is attracting more.
I know. I understand that, but I wish somebody would put out some bait and take them a little farther east.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, if you've got the habitat, if you've got water and you've got food there, you're going to keep them in the area. It's pretty basic. Where there's food, they're going to be there. Now, they're not going to crawl in your house. They're not going to come in your windows or anything like that.
Well, my squirrels have tried that a couple times.
Well, you're always going to have squirrels.
Yes.
You know, but you're kind of a victim there of circumstances of development there where they pretty much wiped out the habitat locally, and you are the next best thing. So the only thing I can tell you is to, A, just be cautious around those animals, because some of those animals that you named are vector species for rabies. Raccoons,
yeah.
Groundhogs, possums, skunks. Just be careful and be attentive if there are animals out there, especially during the daytime, that seem to be acting in an unnatural manner.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you got to watch out for that. I wouldn't feed them. I'd let them fend for themselves. There's plenty of forage out there. There's plenty of stuff out there to keep them occupied. And that's another one of the reasons they're hanging around you because you're providing food. You're being an enabler.
Oh, I understand that.
So, on one hand, you call me and say, what can I do about it? And then you tell me you're feeding them.
Well, I don't want them to die.
Well, Betty, that's the least of your worries.
I have a bunch of beautiful red foxes.
Mm-hmm.
That come in there.
Sure.
And they're very tame.
You need to just be aware because
stay away.
What's that?
Stay away from them and don't feed them that much.
I wouldn't feed them anything because they'll fend for themselves. And who knows, maybe the red foxes will help with the other problem. Maybe they'll start taking care of the groundhogs and the other critters that you're concerned about. So
they catch the squirrels.
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
I'm sorry, Betty, but you know, nature is very good at surviving, and that's when you enable them, you're actually endangering them.
I know. I'm a farmer. I have a farm of my own. So
I gotcha. Yeah.
I know what it's like.
Sure. Well, I understand. And look, if you need any volunteers to take any of those deer, you just let me know. I'll be out there.
Well, we had 13 bucks out here at one time.
Betty, like I said, if you need any volunteers, I'll be more than glad to give you my cell phone number.
Okay.
So why don't you stay on the line?
All right.
And I'll get Pat to get your number, give you a holler, okay?
Okay, fine.
Thanks, Betty. Bye-bye. Claude, you still with me? Thanks for holding.
Yeah, I'm still with you. Hey, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Good, buddy. What's up?
I saw on Channel 13 where the black bears are going up to this woman's house. They knocked her bird feeder over, and he was just eating away. He just, like, you know, like he belonged there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they do.
Right, but he said in Harford County it's not as rare as it seems.
Harford County?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they are slowly making their way east, that's for sure.
Right.
I talked to Harry Spiker with the Department of Natural Resources yesterday. We talked about a couple of different things. We talked about an outbreak of EHD. We're starting to find dead deer here in the region.
Right.
EHD is epizootic hemorrhagic disease. It's caused by the bite of a midge or a biting gnat, and it is deadly to deer. And we're starting to have more incidences of it throughout the South, Southeast. The incidences are really starting to get high, and it's certainly concerning folks here. They're finding, you know, 5, 6, 8, 10, 12 deer on a farm, you know, scattered out along the stream bank somewhere. And
right.
They've been bitten by midges and have gotten this infectious disease called EHD, which
almost
causes
like Ebola, right?
It's like what?
Almost like Ebola. It's like hemorrhagic.
It is hemorrhagic, yes, but it's not. Well, I wouldn't go as far as calling it Ebola,
right?
But it is. It causes a great infection, and can be extremely deadly and very quick to kill white-tailed deer. But the answer to your question about the black bear, Harry was also involved in that. He was disappointed that there was not enough evidence, DNA evidence, to establish a population in Frederick and Washington County where he's from. But he said there are plenty of bears there. It's just that the survey didn't prove anything because of the inclement weather during the DNA survey. The bears went to ground during the time of the survey, and they weren't able to capture the hair samples that they needed to test. But as to answer your question, The black bears this time of year, June, July, the young males that were that are 2 years old, year and a half, 2 years old, have been kicked out by the mother as she prepares to breed. You know, they breed every 2 years.
Right.
And they the males go to establish their own territories, and they'll wander. They'll go 40, 50, 60, 70 miles a day just trying to find a suitable habitat. And they're opportunists. They're going to knock your bird feeders over. They're going to knock your barbecue grill over and lick the grill. Any opportunity that they have to find some food, they're going to take it. And that's what,
right.
That's exactly what's happened.
That makes sense. But and also with this handgun thing, just to let you know, I talked to a friend of mine at the state police. That's on hold. They're not going to issue any of these permits because they said if they pass this thing, you know how many permits they'd be issuing? Like 100,000, they said. They said they'd be so overwhelmed.
Actually, what's going to happen is next week on the 7th. Excuse me. On the 7th, the licensed firearms dealers in Maryland will be given instructions on what to do. And as far as not issuing any permits, well, I'm pretty sure it's going to be against the law not to issue permits. I think they're going to have to be, I think they'll be compelled to issue handgun concealed carry permits because of the judge's ruling. So we'll have more information on that when we find out what the dealers are going to be, what instructions the dealers are going to be given. So, but the dealers are aware, and the state police are not above the law. They have to comply with the ruling of the court.
Right, we know that. But here's the thing, though. I mean, with these black bears, I mean, I guess the thing is for people not to leave any food out.
Correct. Correct. If you don't want to attract animals, don't leave food out. And that includes cat food, dog food, bird seed. You don't need to feed the birds this time of year, even though they're pretty. They don't need it. They can forage on their own.
Right.
But like I said, barbecue grills, I mean, that's, you know, you're done grilling. You put the lid down. You don't clean the grill. Well, that smell will attract critters, and black bears are black bears. I believe their sense of smell is something like 700 times more sensitive than that of a human. And they can detect for example, polar bears can smell a seal. I believe the distance is like 7 miles or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean their sense of smell is absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. So,
yeah, because they were showing on Channel 13 some cubs that they were having. They were darling, though. They were gorgeous.
I mean, all critters are cute when they're, you know, I mean, baby rattlesnakes are cute. So,
All
right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
See ya. Thank you, Claude. Have a great day. Wow. Whew. All right. Let me tell you about Sean Mann. Sean Mann is from the Eastern Shore of Maryland. And, you know, goose season's right around the corner. We're less than a month away from the resident goose season. And all that information, by the way, tips on early geese and the seasons and early teal season, the proposed waterfowl seasons, all in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. If you happen to pick up a copy of that at your local shop or go online, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, it's all there. But goose hunters, that season is coming real fast. And you have time. You have time to go either online to SeanMann.com or give him a call at the office and have him send you an Eastern Shoreman Goose call. Now, if you find something online, you can certainly order it, or you can call the office, 800-345-4539, right down there in Talbot County. And Sean Mann and his crew of good people will be glad to accommodate you as far as you know what you need for goose hunting, duck hunting, and that type of thing. Sean started what's called the long call revolution in 1985 when he won the world championship with his own call of his own design. This call called the Eastern Shoreman can and will imitate all the calls of a wild goose, wild Canada goose, and he makes other calls as well, duck calls, snow goose calls, and things like that. So check that out, SeanMann.com online, or give the office a call, 1-800-345-4539. And check out the Eastern Shoreman Goose Call. You'll be glad you did. Geese won't dig it so much, but you'll really like it, that's for sure. Let's see. I'd like to invite you to protect your truck bed with a spray-on bed liner from Baylinex at Glen Burnie. It's the best one out there. I mean, it's rated number one in customer satisfaction. It's got a lifetime limited warranty, lifetime guarantee. And I've got one. and I totally, totally enjoy my pickup truck. I haul stuff every single day. I haul magazines. I haul hunting gear. I haul tree stands. I haul dead critters. And nothing affects the Linex bedliner. And I mean, there's no effect by any fuels or any chemicals or any acids or anything like that. Not that I haul that stuff. But let's say stuff like crab traps and bushel baskets and crab juice and fish juice and fishing tackle and crab traps and pots and all that gear. I mean, you know, they're meant to do what they do, which is protect your truck bed and keep the value of your truck where it is as far as, you know, increased trade-in value and that type of thing. Plus, they look nice. So anyway, that's all the reasons you could own one. But where to get one? Well, that's Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Don't be fooled by imitations. Call Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or go online. Check them out at baylinex.com. Or give them a call, 410-789-0199, and ask for Bobby Hawkins. Bobby's the man. Mention the Outdoors and Radio Show or Ellis Outdoors. Learn how you can receive a $30 Bass Pro Shop gift card. They're located right down there in Glen Burnie, right off exit 3A on the Beltway, 400 Arundel Corporation Road. If you're coming from Baltimore and you get off on 3A, you know, from the north, it tees right on Industrial Arundel Corporation Road. Just make a left and go down there to 400. There's a little industrial park there. They're in Bay I. You'll find them. Pretty easy to find. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Proud to have them as a sponsor of the Outdoors and Radio Show. 410-789-0199. Bobby Hawkins.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Jennifer Kishinko. If you're an unemployed lawyer looking for work in a lousy job market, you might want to brush up on your Korean or Chinese. As international business disputes proliferate, law firms are bringing in flocks of attorneys with a flair for languages, although the jobs are often temporary. And this spring, Apple's lawyers brought in dozens of Korean-speaking contract attorneys and document reviewers to help grind through a last-minute document dump from Samsung Electronics, the Korean manufacturer, with which it is locked in an epic patent battle over smartphones. Law firms and corporations that used to hire translators fluent in languages such as Japanese or Spanish now figure they can get legal skills in the bargain. And the rise of the global economy and the tilt toward Asia has increased demand for lawyers who are fluent in Asian languages or who can help translate on deals or disputes in emerging economies such as Brazil or India. Corporate bribery investigations are another source of foreign language work. I'm Jennifer Kishinko with the Wall Street Journal Report.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-560-8410 to get your free copy now. 800-560-8410. 800-560-8410.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPN.
Shaking, your heart gets to pumping, your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before.
All right. I Googled, actually, I binged a little category here called farm-raised catfish flavor. And it came up with a copy of Catfish News from the Southern Regional Aquaculture Center. And it talks about off flavor in catfish and what causes it. Don't read it if you like farm-raised catfish. That's all I want to say about that. Yeah, there's a couple different types of off flavor. And most of it comes by the way they're raised, and they are not exactly the most sanitary critter in the world. But, yeah, don't read that. Don't Bing or Google farm-raised catfish flavor and find the copy of the Catfish News and don't read that. That is if you want to continue to eat farm-raised catfish. I personally like live, my own wild-caught catfish. All right. Breaking news on the Diamond Jim front. And I still want to get this question answered in the time we have remaining. The Maryland Fishing Challenge and all the incentives out there, the citation program, the $25,000 Diamond Jim, now we have more incentive. There are six tackle stores that have kicked in a $1,000 gift certificate apiece. The jewelry store in Annapolis is, and I'll tell you more about that, has kicked in a $4,000 set of diamond earrings, total carat weight. So there's another 10 grand on top of the 25 if you catch Diamond Jim by Labor Day, midnight September 3rd. But the question is, when you fish, do you think about that? Do you think about catching a citation fish? Or do you think about, boy, we're catching some nice rockfish here. Maybe I'll catch a citation, or we're catching some big bass, or we're catching, white perch, or whatever it might be, panfish. I mean, there's 80 different citations out there, 60 species of fish. When you catch a white marlin, any white marlin, you're in the contest. All you got to do is certify your catch. But anyway, here's what I'd like to tell you. Adolf House. Mr. House is a resident of Parkville. On July 18th, he was fishing aboard the Captain Perry Davidson's charter boat, Excalibur, out of Kentmore Marina on Kent Island. The boat left the dock at 6 and proceeded to anchor in live line spot for striped bass about a mile north of Bloody Point. Fishing was very good. The group limited out at a very short time, like 20 minutes. Mr. House caught a fish, and Captain Davidson's son noticed, and First Mate Ty Davidson noticed that it had a 2012 Diamond Jim tag. Tag number 05220. Now, after the party limited out, they went bottom fishing for a while, and then they headed in around noontime. The fish was frozen with the tag in place, and DNR biologists inspected it on the 18th of July. The fish was in good health. The tag was intact. The fish measured 27 inches and matched the fish in the database, which was tagged and released on May 24th off Calvert Cliffs. Calvert Cliffs to Bloody Point. All right. Mr. House had passed a polygraph. His fish will be certified as an imposter Diamond Jim worth a minimum of $500. If the real Diamond Jim is not caught, he'd split the $25,000 top prize with any other anglers who caught certified imposter Diamond Jim tagged fish. And so we can say congratulations to Mr. Adolf House here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. If you know him, tell him we talked about him on the air. And congratulations to him. He's got, I believe, the first certified imposter here in the Diamond Jim portion of the Maryland Fishing Challenge. So there you go. And while we're talking about that, there's Amy in Reisterstown. While we're talking about that, the incentives that I just mentioned were donated by All Tackle of Annapolis, alltackle.com, Clyde Sports Shop of Lansdowne, Fishbones Bait and Tackle, Herb's Tackle Shop up in Northeast, Marty's Tackle Shop in Edgewater, Tochterman's Tackle in Fells Point. Each are offering a $1,000 gift certificate to the angler who catches the authentic Diamond Jim. So if you catch the real Diamond Jim, he's worth $25,000, another $6,000 in gift cards. And then Zachary's Jewelers in Annapolis has added another $4,000 set of diamond earrings to the mix. So that gives you a lot of incentives to go fishing here in August for Diamond Jim. Go out and catch yourself a couple of rockfish, and you can always eat them. And they're not raised the same way as farm catfish, I can tell you that. And they taste pretty dang good. Where'd Amy go? Okay. All right. I'll give Amy a call. Very good. Did you get the other lady that called with the critter problem? Good. Okay. Very good. So I think we've addressed all the emails. You can email me at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com during the course of the show, and if you've got something interesting to say, we'll talk about it. But the question still remains, and I thought I would have more answers, but let's keep going with that. The incentives, the Diamond Jim Fishing Challenge, the incentives to win a boat, motor, and trailer from Bass Pro Shop, the incentive to win vacation from the World Fishing Network, the incentive to win thousands in tackles from Bill's Tackle Shop out there in Garrett County. Do you think about that at all? I mean, you could win great prizes, like the grand prize, boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, maybe even a vacation from the World Fishing Network. That's what the commercial says. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland Citation fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. Stop by your local Fish and Citation Center. Visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge, honoring Maryland's own Lefty Cray. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. The question is, are you feeling lucky? Well, does that help when you're fishing? Frank in Cambridge, good morning.
Good morning, Alan. How you doing, sir?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Oh, it's always good to get up and listen to you.
I hear you. What's going on? Cambridge
or
Easton?
You're voicing them banjos.
Cambridge or Easton?
Well, I live in St. Michael's. I'm at the foot of the Bill Burton Fishing Pier.
Oh, so you're on the road. I got you.
Yeah, I'm not fishing, but I went to a bakery down here in Cambridge to get some donuts to take back home to Mom and Dad.
I got you.
And so I thought I'd stop here at the pier and just glance out at the water for a while.
How's it look down there?
Oh, the sun's glittering. All the crab boats.
Nice.
And this pier is loaded with fishermen.
I'm sure.
Fisherwomen.
Sure. Probably a good run of white perch down there right now is what I'm thinking.
I don't know. You know, I haven't fished in a while. I used to fish with my son, and I know you're familiar with all that. And he was given an alternative place to live. And
right.
Anyway, well, it's probably been 10 years since I picked up a rod and reel.
Mm-hmm.
I miss it.
Oh, sure. Well, nothing's stopping you. Nothing's stopping you, Frank, but you.
Yeah, and the lack of a fishing rod.
All right.
Okay, I think I need the address to the radio station there. I want to send you a $10 bill.
For what?
So you can get a fresh cup of coffee next week.
Oh, man, let me tell you what. I just finished up another instant coffee out of the machine in the back.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. I'll get a good cup here later. So.
But I got a good chuckle out of that this morning.
Yeah. Well, hey, well, you know, look, I had a half a cup left in the thermos, and I just brought the thermos in and dumped it in the leftover sheets cup, and, you know, hey.
A reheat.
Huh? Yeah, it was a reheat. Exactly right. So, all right.
I'm going to Maine in a couple weeks, Al.
Good for you, man.
Little town called Whiteley. Just above it is another town called Lubbock.
Okay.
And that town is the first town in the United States to see sunrise.
No kidding. That's
my
cool.
My godmother has a place up there on a like a 200-acre lake.
Oh.
They had to cut down 2 miles of trees to make a road to get back to this piece of property that she owns.
Oh, man.
Oh, I can't wait. I told her I'm
going to go. Are you taking a fishing rod? Because you've definitely got some big smallmouth or something in there.
Yeah, she's already got all the fishing equipment there.
Oh, man. Well, there you go.
I've been up there in 22 years, I think it was.
Wow. I'm headed up in November. I'm going with 10-mile guide service on another sea duck hunt for eiders this year. I'm gonna kill my drake this year, definitely. No question about it. So.
Well, lots of luck with that, Al.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. You know what? I for sea ducks, I've eaten the eider, some of the eiders that we shot. They are excellent. They are excellent eating.
Al, I got no experience with waterfowl. I can't speak to that, but I'll have to take your word for it.
I got you. Well, people don't like sea ducks here because they taste bad, but I'll tell you, those eiders are pretty darn good. So
yeah, I've heard the same thing about sea ducks.
Yep.
Well, look, I'll call you in a couple of weeks and let you know how my trip went.
Oh, that sounds great, man. Good luck up there and relax a little bit, will you?
I shall.
All right, talk to you soon. Thanks, Frank.
Take care, Al.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy.
There he goes. Let's talk to Walt in Catonsville. Morning, Walt. How you doing?
Hi. Good morning, Alan.
What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to tell you about my weekly fishing excursion.
All right.
Went out of Sandy Point.
Yep.
Caught some spot off yep. Sandy Point.
Yep.
Went down between the two lights.
Yep.
All the fish were between 24 and 31.
Ooh, nice fish.
Well, the issue I have is with live lining is a lot of times you get these fish deep.
Yep, that's true.
And a problem that I noticed people on boats that were, because everybody was fishing near each other.
Right.
You know, there's a little wreck out there.
Yep. Yank the hook out and throw the fish back over.
And I'm telling you, you know, there.
No respect.
You know, if you take your two and run, that's great.
Yep.
But, you know, to have fun is one thing. You should use some other kind of bait.
Exactly.
And it kind of hurts my feelings to see that.
Yeah, it should, and it's not legal either.
What, to catch after you have your limit?
No. Well, you can catch after you have your limit, but let's say illegal. It's unethical more than illegal.
Yes,
let's put it
unethical.
That way. Unethical to continue to kill fish.
Right, and that's what I was seeing. I was seeing fish, bloodied fish.
You know, if you put your first two in the box and you've lip hooked them, and they're healthy, now they're dead. Now you deep hook a fish that you could keep, but you've already killed your two fish.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, nonsensical.
Right. The bite was only for an hour.
Right. The least you can do, the live lining hook is not that big. The least you can do is press the barb down on the hook and use a little caution getting the hook out.
Yeah, they're going for what we did was if you caught it inside the orifice, you kept it.
Right.
You know, it was just me and a buddy in a little boat.
Right.
Many guys that were out there know who we were because we were
sure.
A small boat.
Yep.
And we did well. But the good story I have is I went back to my spot.
Right.
I think we talked about it before.
Yep, last week, I believe.
Inside the Key Bridge.
Yep.
And I'm dragging a small umbrella rig. And you're only allowed to use two hooks.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now, I didn't catch this, but there was somebody in my boat that caught a striped bass and a not a blue cat, but a mud cat on the same bait. At the same time, the mud cat weighed about 10 pounds, and it was about a 17.5 rockfish.
Wow.
On the same bait. It was amazing.
Wow. Now, what do you call a mud cat? You're calling a channel catfish?
No, I guess it was a channel. It wasn't a blue cat.
Right.
It was one of the whiskery. It was an unscaled catfish.
Well, all catfish are unscaled.
Blue cats have
No, blue cats do not have scales.
Oh, what's the catfish that have scales?
None. Not in Maryland.
Well, okay.
There's an armored catfish that's an exotic species, an invasive species in Florida that has what look like scales.
Oh, we have a farm down in near Kennedyville.
Right.
And the Sassafras River.
Right.
We caught blue, I thought they were blue channel cats, and they look like they got scales.
No, they don't. No, now channel cat, here's what you got. Channel cats tend to run from gray to silver to gold, and some of them have spots, but they all have forked tails. Then you've got the blue catfish, which has a lobed tail, not a forked tail.
Okay.
You've got a white catfish, which is similar in appearance to a blue catfish, and you've got in that area you may have a flathead catfish, which is pretty distinctive, a more of a mottled color catfish. Then you go to the bullheads. And the bullheads don't get any more than about 15, 16 inches at best.
This was a big fish. It was about 10 pounds.
Yeah, that's probably a channel or a white catfish. My guess, it's a channel cat.
I mean, it's got to be aggressive to take a swimming bait.
Well, I've caught catfish on bass lures in the past.
No kidding.
Yeah, MEP spinners and crankbaits. I mean, you catch them on crankbaits all the time up in the Susquehanna. You'll catch them on shad darts and all kinds of stuff.
So this is not amazing.
Nope. Well, they're top tier predators. They're going to eat bait fish just like everything else, and they can swim just as fast as a rockfish. So I mean, it's not like they're lazy.
Huh.
But they tend to stay closer to the bottom and feed closer to the bottom because that's where they pick up the the scent that goes along the bottom. But no, they'll chase a bait just like anything else.
Huh. Well, I don't think we were trolling near the bottom. I think we were down about 6 or 8 feet.
No, that's pretty funny, though. Well, you just happened to catch one on the brake line there somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, it was on a 20 to 32 brake.
There you go. So.
All right,
buddy.
Alan.
Okay, buddy. Take care.
Okay.
See ya. Bye-bye. Edward in Reisterstown. Good morning. How are you? Hello.
Good morning.
What's up?
I'm wondering about the mercury that they claim is in the water, Alan. What do you think is it hurting us or is it just a fantasy or what do you think?
I think there's certain types of pollution in the water. I think places like Curtis Bay, for example, are just loaded with heavy metals. I think if you dug down in there, if you're dredging the bottom, you're going to dredge all that up, you know, for shipping channels and things like that. I think that it is a danger, but I'm not drinking the water out of Curtis Bay, and I'm not crabbing in Curtis Bay, and I'm not fishing in Curtis Bay. So my guess is that it has much less impact on you than you think. There are warnings put out there from the Department of Agriculture and the Department of the Environment, and they caution you about eating too much fish. The heavy metals tend to land in the fat deposits of the fish, so if you're careful with the fish and don't eat the belly fat and don't eat the fat deposits along the fins or along the lateral line, and stick with the white flaky meat, you're in far, far, far less danger than I think anybody could predict. And you don't hear a lot about people dying of mercury poisoning or being affected by mercury poisoning in the United States, do you?
Well,
I'm just asking you, do you?
I was thinking the same thing. If it's affecting the fish, it could affect the crabs. It can affect, you know what I'm saying?
Ed, I think you need to put your worries on the shelf and not worry too much about mercury. It's an unnecessary worry. It's like being struck by lightning. Okay.
I'm not worried about it because I pray over my food.
Ed, then you've got the solution right there. Thanks for the call. Summer is time for picnics and family get-togethers and camping trips. Summer is corn on the cob, steamed crabs, and fresh tomatoes. Summer is cold, juicy melons. You know, the Schillinger family, Papa John's Farm, they steam their corn on the cob with their crabs. What a way to eat corn on the cob. And if you've never tried it, you need to. You season it up just like you season the crabs, and you're good to go. If you enjoy your time outdoors with great-tasting food, I like to recommend Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn. And I'm a customer. I eat their tomatoes, and I eat their corn, and I eat their melons, and I eat their watermelons, and their cantaloupes. I've had all that this year. At their enormous produce barn, their own tasty, super sweet corn and homegrown tomatoes are ready to go. Their squash, zucchini, peppers, onions, green beans, cucumbers, mouthwatering cantaloupe, and sweet watermelons. Boy, they're good. Papa John's Farm, located off I-97. That's I-97, you know, off the Beltway between Baltimore Beltway and Annapolis. Exit 12. 8065 New Cut Road, and that's the exit, New Cut Road, in Severn. 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm is open every day, Monday through Saturday, from 9 to 7 and Sunday 9 to 6. That phone number again is 410-969-8810. And why do I give you the phone number? Well, if you got a family reunion, you want to stock up on corn, you know, got dozens of ears of corn, big stock of corn, and, you know, bunch of watermelons and tomatoes and stuff like that. Call them ahead. They'll get it ready for you. 410-969-8810. Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. New Cut Road, exit 12 off I-97. It'll grow on you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire. Arnotto. Hey, you know what? I haven't been to Tochterman's in a couple weeks, but I'm headed down there pretty soon. I love going in there. You walk in the door and you're surrounded by 1,000 fishing rods. I mean, 1,000 fishing rods, maybe even more. It's all sticking up all over the place. I mean, there's everything from ultralight to surf rods, and they carry all the reels to match. Every kind of bait and tackle that you can imagine. They've got spinning reels and casting reels and surf reels and even electric reels for wreck fishing, bottom fishing. They've got offshore tackle. They've got surf fishing tackle. They've got spinning, casting, fly fishing. They have an entire room dedicated to fly fishing as well. They've got the great Yeti coolers, Y-E-T-I, Yeti coolers. Fantastic cooler. It'll be the last cooler you ever have to buy. Indestructible. Yeti coolers, that's for sure. If you're looking for one, Tochterman's has them, and they even have them in Raven's Purple if you want. That's right, Tochterman's. They have a complete room dedicated to lure building and fly tying upstairs. It's all components. It's jig molds and, you know, that type of thing. Hooks, jig hooks, and fly tying materials, you name it, they've got it at Tochterman's. They're all fishing all the time. And don't forget, they got the largest selection of Costa Del Mar sunglasses. They've got rain gear. They've got boots. They've got... I can't name it all. I'm tired now. They have so much stuff. And don't forget the biggest, juiciest, most succulent bloodworms, not just in Maryland, not just in the Mid-Atlantic. No. Not on the East Coast. In North America. It goes beyond that. But the bloodworms, they've got them. 410-327-6942. 410-327-6942 for Tochterman's. 1925 Eastern Avenue in Fells Point. 1925 Eastern Avenue, 2.5 blocks east of Broadway. Easy to find. Same family name, same location since 1916. And once again, the phone number, 410-327-6942. And one more time, I got to tell you about our buddy Bud down there at Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. That's right, Pasadena. 4729 Mountain Road. Take Route 100 all the way to the end. Hit Mountain Road. Head towards Gibson Island, 2.5 miles on the right-hand side beside the Shell Station. Bait, tackle, crab and supplies, lifetime crab, stainless steel crab steamers, made right here in Maryland, Fishbones names on them, basket, lid, and crab cooker, crab steamer, last one you ever have to buy in your life. Fishbones Bait and Tackle. If you like to fish, you like to crab, head to Fishbones, and if you need an up-to-date, accurate fishing report, give Bud a call at 410-360-0573. 360-0573. Let's talk to Les in his car. Good morning, Les. How you doing?
Hey, run that number for Fishbones for me again, will you?
Fishbones. Hold on. The number is... just had it here. Hold on. Got to find it. It's in my little notebook here, and God knows. All right, here we go. 410-360-0573.
360. The last four, please. I'm sorry. I'm driving.
0573.
0573. 0573. Thank you. I think that's where I was calling about looking for a pressure cooker.
Oh, pressure cooker.
The stainless steel.
And now, you're talking about a crab cooker or a pressure cooker?
I want a pressure cooker.
Oh, that'd be like Bed Bath & Beyond or somewhere.
Nah, they're all aluminum.
Maybe. Oh, I don't know. I don't know where you get a stainless one.
Well, see, what I'm thinking is I might be able to get a stainless steel crab pot and then match a cooker lid to it to lock down, but I don't know.
Well, give them a call.
That's what I'm going to do this morning. I remember now that you, because you threw the commercial out, and you had sent me down there, and it was off-season, and they were closed, but...
Right.
Right down there, so when I head back down there, I'll make sure I stop in and talk to him.
Right.
Appreciate it, buddy. Have a good weekend.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Wow. Okay. There you go. All right. We got a emailer here about catfish on the bottom. And he says, not after the water warms up really well, which is right now. Blue cats don't even go to the bottom after water gets over 70. Channels will feed throughout the water column and on top a lot, especially the smaller ones. They'll break like bluefish. Said he's watched it many times. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. 410 WCBM 680. We might have time for one more phone call. But what do you think? I mean, maybe the last caller will tell me whether or not the incentives that are offered, the fishing challenge, the $25,000, does all that come to your mind when you go fishing? Results are mixed, really. You know, results are mixed. But I'd like to hear from you. Maybe we'll continue this again. But it'd be interesting to find out what you think about that. 410-WCBM-680. We had a lot of callers this morning with a lot of different subjects, but that's one I'd like to get the answer to. So we got one more minute to call, if you'd like, and then we got to get out of here. So we can take that call, yes, no, or indifferent. I'm thinking indifferent. What are you thinking, Pat? I think indifference is probably the rule of the day. Yep. But you know what? I mean, I understand it. People want to go fishing, and they've got limited time, limited budget. They want to get out there. They want to catch their fish. They want to have a good time. They want to, you know, have camaraderie. We did a video with a guy who owned an extremely large resort, and he said people come here for the camaraderie. Bless his heart. But the camaraderie and the friendship and fun, and maybe the incentive is not top of mind. And maybe it only comes into play when a big fish comes on board. Hey, maybe it's a citation. You know, maybe we'll catch a citation. I don't know. But you got to tell me. All right. Well, I hear the music. Music's coming up, which tells me that I've got to now drive up to Boonesboro, Maryland. Take the dog out. Load the dog. Stop in Frederick. Go to Boonesboro. I'll be there today and tomorrow at the Buck Wild Show, handing out free magazines. And looking forward to seeing folks in the business that I know.